Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. So for some people, it'll be a chance to raise a glass to toast the death of Mussolini, because it's 80 years ago today that Benito Amilcare Mussolini and his mistress Clara Petacci met their deaths in northern Italy at the hands of a communist firing squad. Well, largely actually is one man, Audicio, by most editions, most versions of the tale, who shot Mussolini to death. So Mussolini, why was he so well known? Well, he was the Prime Minister of Italy from 1922 until 1943. And then he led his Italian Social Republic, his fascist statelet, in a shrinking portion of northern Italy until his death. So he preferred to be known as Il Duce, the leader. So the first fascist leader in the world. Obviously, the word, it comes from fasces, these bundles of rods that quaestors, that junior judges carried in ancient Rome, a symbol of unity with an axe sticking out, indicative of only the state being entitled to put people to death. And if we stay together, the rods will be strong. But if you take them out, they can be snapped by one. So you've got to stay together. Mussolini, there was born in Pradapio, near Bologna, in northeast Italy. In 1881, if memory serves, the son of a blacksmith and a teacher. They were in the lower middle class. They could read. A lot of people in the late 19th century Italy still couldn't read. So was a nominally Catholic family, but soon he rejected Christianity, was an open atheist, which was regarded as shocking in late 19th century Italy, particularly the countryside. So flirted with radicalism, worked in Switzerland briefly, and felt the sting of racialism from some of the Swiss people. And disliked the way that Swiss Italians were not part of Italy. Il Risorgimento had ended only just before his birth, so the reunification of Italy. And he wanted to continue that process and to expand, but realized that Italy, once the center, the center of the Roman Empire, was really in a sorry backslidden state, and wanted to build it up to be mighty, to have a new Pax Romana. So that was him, a journalist, editor of Il Popolo d'Italia, the people of Italy. And he was an outspoken socialist, even called himself an anti-patriot in 1911 at the time of the Italo-Turkish War, the invasion of Libya. Ironic, because considering when he became prime minister, he was to really drive forward the subjugation of the indomitable Libyan tribes. That's Mussolini. It's the First World War really made him turn on a dime and become a chauvinist, a militarist, his paper being secretly funded by France because he advocated Italian entry to the war. And indeed, that happened, was assaulted in the First World War, wounded by his own grenade. But anyway, prime minister, so largely spoken of with contempt and indeed with detestation, guilty of many, many crimes, brought Italy into the Second World War, totally avoidably, morality aside, there was just no need to do that, and led them to defeat and catastrophe. Participated in the Holocaust until 1938, apparently wasn't anti-Semitic, then to curry favor with Adolf Hitler, then he pursued anti-Semitic policies. Mussolini even once had a Jewish mistress. But anyway, sent tens of thousands of Italian Jews to their doom in concentration camps and extermination camps in Eastern Europe. And then, this is not widely known, in the 1920s and 1930s, when they're fighting against the insurgents in Libya, had people confined in concentration camps, tribes which were not amenable to Italian rule. And okay, they weren't directly killed, but they died of malnutrition, of disease. You take a very diffuse population, pack them together, communicable diseases are gonna spread around, give them really no sanitation, no options for hygiene, confiscate their camels, their flocks, their herds of horses, and give them to collaborationist tribes. And many of them died like that, you know, in the tens of thousands, certainly, and scarcely reported by the outside media. And in those days, most of the countries, particularly France, the United Kingdom, Italy's erstwhile allies of the First World War, were keen to keep on the right side of the Italians. So whatever news trickled through, they just looked the other way, but finally succeeded in subjugating Libya. And indeed, he's the one who brought back the word Libya. Back then, it was just known by its former names as province of the Ottoman Empire, Tripolitania, as in around Tripoli, Cyrenaica, which was eastern Libya, and the Fezzan, which is southern Libya. So what do the ancient Romans used to call it? Libya. We'll bring back that term after almost 2,000 years. and united Libya. Wasn't it only achieved quiddity in as much as he reified it, launching his unprovoked war of aggression against Abyssinia, which was a material breach of the Charter of the League of Nations and indeed the Pact of Paris, which Italy had signed and ratified only a few years earlier, broke the convention against use of chemical weapons by the large-scale use of mustard gas against the Abyssinians. And all right, the Abyssinians are fighting outside the Geneva Convention as well, and had often mutilated Italian troops of any color, whether Eritrean, Somali, or white Italians, castrating them. So they were barbaric too. And so it was really not worth it. And there was a lot of hardship, but there was some genuine popularity to the fascist regime in the early days. There'd been such anarchy to begin with. People had feared communism. He'd saved people's property and their culture and so on. They didn't want the Red Terror, which the Soviet Union was experiencing, the famine which Ukraine was experiencing. And then there was hardship in Italy. Nobody was starving to death under in the 20s or 30s. I think not a single person. He didn't even have to use that much violence to maintain control. They'd murdered Giacomo Matteotti, the socialist leader, and so forth. He turned it into a one-party state. Salami tactics. 1922 was a genuine parliamentary democracy. By 1926, it was totalitarian. He invented the word totalitarianism, tried all this regimentation and some success in infrastructure products, reducing unemployment, reducing crime, defeating the mafia. He's obviously said to the police, if you know they're in the mafia, you just arrest them, you torture them into confessions. If you can't find evidence, you just fabricate it. That's it. Now, this did put a lot of guilty people away. It also put a lot of innocent people in jail. He helped political prisoners. And he indeed had dissidents abroad assassinated. So a very bad man indeed. Some progress is made under Italy, under him. Obviously, he's a tireless self-publicist, propaganda, blazoning forth his supposed glorious attainments. You know, some military successes in Abyssinia at a very high price. Likewise in Spain. Likewise in Albania. And so Italy had constant warfare from 1935 to 19. So 1935 to 1945, because of him, and the economy just wasn't up to it. He could have stayed neutral in the Second World War. He could have joined the Allied side. If he joined the Axis, he could have made sure to win. When he was going badly by 1943, he could have made peace and pulled out and be neutral, but he didn't do any of that. He led the country to catastrophe, which is why people turned against him. And the industrial base was just nowhere near up to it, which is why they suffered many, many defeats. And there are all those jokes, Italians butt these jokes about what's special about an Italian tank has got five reverse gears, and so on, because its men didn't have enough tanks or artillery or air cover or anything. So that's why when the Allies successfully invaded Italy in July 1943, where we summoned to an interview with the king, and Victor Emmanuel said, "You're sacked." He was arrested, and that was it. The Grand Council of Fascism, handpicked as being blindly loyal to Mussolini, even they voted against them. Two-thirds of the vote him out of power. He's later rescued by Otto Skorzeny, the German parachute officer, and had his Republic of Salò in northern Italy. He's eventually defeated, so shot dead by the partisans. He had no trial. Now, there's no question about it. He was guilty of manifold crimes against humanity on an enormous scale. I got no sympathy for him. I don't advocate for the death penalty. In his case, I could make an exception. I mean, I wouldn't waste my breath pleading for the life of someone like him. I would save my time pleading for the life of people who are innocent, who committed lesser crimes, about things like that. Yeah, I think he should have had a trial. Did people want to get him underground with indecent haste? There's this theory that the United Kingdom was behind it because had they tried a back channel, some negotiations to get him to pull out of the war in 1943 and he could retain power so long as Italy was neutral. We don't know. We shall never know. That theory seems unlikely. There's some dispute about who shot him dead, exactly when. We all know it's the 28th of April, when of the day. And did he say anything right before he was shot? Was a sentence read to him or not? And then his body and that of his mistress suspended by the heels from a petrol station in Milan in derision. And people were kicking and punching his body, such as when the US Army eventually got it. It was hideously disfigured, scarcely recognizable, and hugely distended. He's buried. His corpse was stolen and moved again, and eventually laid to rest in a mausoleum in Pradapio. I've been there. Not that I have any sympathies in that direction, but out of historical curiosity. And unfortunately, there's a tiny number of Italians who still think he was a good egg. Obviously, the great majority of them recognize that he was evil and a disaster, and they never ever want that one coming back. But fortunately, there's absolutely no chance that's going to happen. And his daughter, Alessandra Mussolini, went into politics and was actually very proud of her grandfather's terrible legacy and went to some lengths to ensure that her children inherited her surname, even though she's married to their father. And in Italian law, it's not a simple matter to do that. So, yeah, Mussolini, very bad news. I'm certainly anti-totalitarian, do not want to control freakery and do not want his wars of aggression, which really did nothing for Italy. A lot of Italians died needlessly. Conquering land, was they going to do anything good for the peoples of the conquered nations? Little good, an awful lot of harm, and an awful lot of cost to Italy. And even if you forget about morality, it just wasn't worth it economically. So Mussolini, a very bad person, he will not be missed. Goodness, I think killing his mistress was maybe a bit much. Surely she could have had a life sentence, something like that. So that is Mussolini, fascism obviously being a byword for evil. I don't want totalitarianism of any stripe. I don't want racialism, and so much of it was based on that. Okay, goodbye, everyone.